Who is my neighbor? Let us walk together and find out. Amen. Jesus is always on a mission. Everywhere he goes, Jesus shows us through his words and actions how much God loves us, and Jesus expects us to do the same. For Mark's community, this passage is a missionary declaration, a missionary imperative. Mark's community was expecting Jesus's anytime soon return, and it was urgent that they spread the good news and, by example, do good works so that others would be so moved as to be curious about these Jesus people. And through getting to know them, seeing that their words match their actions, they would become followers of Jesus too. Jesus sends the disciples into people's homes, into the heart of their very lives, to stay with them, to eat with them. Why? Because how better to get to know someone? How often do we find ourselves sharing stories, sharing about what matters to us over a plate of food? Jesus sends the disciples out to hear people's stories, and that the disciples are supposed to share about their lives too. They are to build relationships, build community, witness to the pain and suffering, and alleviate the pain and suffering they see. And we are called to do the same. Jesus calls all of us today to be missionaries. In our Book of Common Prayer within the Catechism, we say we are to pursue mission through prayers and worship, proclaiming the gospel, promoting justice, peace, and love. And that this mission is carried out through every member of the church. Our Christian community is meant to exist to change lives, to change our own and the lives of our neighbors. We are to work with Christ to fulfill God's mission in this world. We are called to be missional people. By our baptisms and through our liturgy, we are called to respond to the needs of our communities. Mission within the liturgy is word and table and door. What we say and how we say it, who we invite in, how we walk out our doors, and how we arrive again. We are called to go into the world as living examples of lives lived in relationship with Christ. We are called to share how we see God working in our lives. When we can show our love for one another in visible ways, then we can go out into our neighborhoods and enter into conversations about how the gospel changes us and calls us to be the best people we can be. Mission is each one of us engaging with our neighbors, getting to know people, being genuinely interested in how someone's life is going and the stories that are being shared with us. Mission is about listening for the ways that God is already working in our church and communities. Mission is about walking alongside of people. Mission is hard work. That's why Jesus sent the disciples out in pairs. Jesus knew the disciples needed each other so that they could sustain one another when things weren't going so well. When no one would share food with them, when no one would give them a place to stay. When this happened, the disciples had to move on. Imagine the pain and frustration of realizing they needed to walk away. Talking about why our faith matters to us can feel scary. But if we can't articulate why it matters to our own selves, then how can we expect folks who may never have been to church or think we're hypocrites consider that what we do together each week matters if we ourselves can't say why? And even when we are able to say why our faith matters to us with others we don't know well, we may be met with anger and hostility. And it is in these moments that we must be able to exercise compassion for them and for ourselves. Because in these situations, our actions will speak louder than our words. Being together, participating together in liturgy, prepares us to be sent out into the world, fed and nourished, that we might feed and nourish others. We encounter the living Jesus as we gather together, as we listen to the scripture readings, in the sharing of the bread and wine, and in each other, so that we are then prepared to encounter Jesus in the world, and that the world might encounter him in us. We are sent out to participate in God's mission of love. We go blessed. We go out together, and we go with Christ into a world much in need of love and healing, yet also capable of deep compassion and care. We return each Sunday to renew our faith and hope in a resurrected Christ, that with Christ we can bring into being the kingdom of God in the here and now. Amen.